You're listening to WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. For 34 years, communities around the Nassau County town of Bethpage have been wary of their drinking water. And that's because of the miles-long Grumman plume that has contaminated groundwater sources across central Long Island. Now, a trove of documents uncovered by Newsday has revealed that the aerospace giant knew it was polluting the region's groundwater supply as early as the 1950s, while continuing to deny any liability in public. Joining us by phone now is Newsday reporter Paul LaRocco. Hey, Paul, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Sean. Thanks so much for having me.
So can we start with the basics here for listeners who may not be as familiar with this story? Can you tell us what exactly the Grumman plume is?
Yeah, it's a massive groundwater contamination that began beneath the original Grumman facility, which was in Bethpage on Long Island. And over the last few decades, it's continued to spread, much like groundwater in the area does, to the south and to the east. And it's now encompasses more than 4 miles in length, 2 miles in width, and it points as much as 900 feet deep into the aquifer that provides Long Island's drinking water. So it's caused a lot of stress and worry for residents in that area in recent decades, as it has continued to grow without a comprehensive plan to contain and eliminate the contaminants.
So for years, this plume has been considered one of Long Island's most pressing environmental crises. Can you tell us what these documents reveal about what Grumman officials knew about it?
Like you said, this has been out there in the community as a real concern for decades, but what's new is that the documents we found showed that the company knew specific things privately that they were not revealing publicly. So in one example, in early 1976, Grumman's consultant laid out the problem that it was having at its facility, said that sources of contamination consisting of chemicals from their own practices had created what's now known as a plume of contaminated groundwater beneath the facility. It gave some options of what to do and said some of the risks were that this pollution could continue to spread and contaminate neighboring wells. Now, 1 month later, when this issue first became public, Grumman flatly denied that its own operations were responsible. And, you know, the end result of it, in the opinions of some, is that all this had the result of slowing down the remediation.
So at the time that Grumman was becoming aware of the plume, it was one of Long Island's biggest employers. It employed 20,000 people. It's one of New York's most storied companies. It built fighter planes in World War II, space modules for NASA's first moon missions. Is there evidence that the company threw its political weight around to downplay the scope of the damage these pollutants could cause?
Yeah, I mean, there's some anecdotal evidence to that effect. Any official locally feared doing anything that might, you know, upset them or get them to consider relocating jobs. They were so beloved in the community for their contributions. They had this paternal presence, the handing out turkeys at the holidays, massive company picnics. So they really were a company that officials did not really go after, in any significant way.
And yet, people in Bethpage and other towns around the area has been saying for years that their communities have been suffering serious health consequences as a result of this contaminated groundwater, especially cancer. Do the documents that you found, do they shed any light on what Grumman knew about this and the scale of the damage that these pollutants could cause?
Yeah, I mean, they show from the earliest warnings, you referred to the 50s earlier, back then they believed the contaminants that were of the most concern were some heavy metals used in plating like chromium, which was the first substance that was known to pollute the groundwater. But by the mid-1970s, it was becoming clear that trichloroethylene or TCE, metal degreasing solvent, was perhaps even more of a concern. It was at that point it was first identified as a potential carcinogen, and there was a period in the 70s before treatments were being put on drinking water that it was likely that the water that people drank was contaminated with it. But since 1976, local water providers have said that any drinking water consumed by the community has been treated for this substance and other known contaminants, and that the water they drink now is safe.
Well, speaking of which, bringing us into the modern day here, last year, New York State announced a much more aggressive environmental remediation plan to handle this plume and to make Northrop Grumman, the company's successor, and the company's biggest client, the U.S. Navy, pay for it. So do you think this new information that's come to light will change that equation in any way?
It's hard to tell. I mean, I know the state was already taking a more aggressive posture towards the polluters and wants them to fully fund this plan, or basically the state implied they'd take them to court to get them to pay. Northrop Grumman and the Navy have yet to fully sign on to the plan. They agreed to components, and they say that they'll continue remedial work that's already been agreed upon, but they're still negotiating what they want to support, and the full scope of it to this point has yet to be embraced by either of them.
Paul LaRocco is an investigative reporter for Newsday. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Sean, for having me.